Sex trafficking often takes advantage of young teenagers, many who are runaways, immigrants, homeless, or who have already been victims of abuse. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear says collaborating with local law enforcement, like Louisville Metro Police, is critical for getting human traffickers off the street.
During the Farm Machinery Show, worked with LMPD on the most successful human trafficking sting we've ever seen in Kentucky, with 17 separate arrests. And every single one of those arrests, though, was an arrest of a Kentuckian. It shows that it is in our Commonwealth, happening every day, but we're doing more about it than we ever have before.
The victims of human trafficking or sexual assault often don't speak publicly or even privately about the abuse. At Hope Harbor, a sexual trauma recovery center in Bowling Green, Executive Director Melissa Whitley says many young victims seek counseling years later when they're adults. But the recent Me Too movement is having an impact.
Now I think it is probably shifting a little so that we are seeing more young adults that are starting to speak out a little sooner.
Whitley says Hope Harbor works with about 250 to 300 clients a year who are of all ages and genders. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.